Blog Talk Radio.
Party people say,
good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello, guys. How are you doing today? Thank you so much for joining me once again here. I'm showing up every single day. Two guys, you and me, just talking about life. Two buddies. I'm doing what I can. I invite you into my world. I appreciate you inviting me into your world. We're raising the average of the people we spend the most time with, and I'm doing that for you, and you're doing that with me. I love being around like-minded people. If you're a man, you have so much to give this world. You know you have this talent inside. You're just working on so many different ways to actually bring it out. Live up to your full potential. And you know there's always that higher level, and you're always looking for those distinctions and strategies. Whether people are searching the internet for eye candy, entertainment, a diversion, you're looking for ways to take your life to the next level, one step at a time, one day at a time, one distinction at a time. That's what I'm all about too. That's what this morning connection is all about. One strategy, one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you're going through, you've been going through. Just a different way of looking at it, different objectivity, different perspective, a different story, a different metaphor that brings you clarity, and you go, oh my God, all right, I get it now. And then you tackle that challenge. We all are going through our challenges in life. Challenges in life, they're inevitable. We shouldn't run away from them. We should actually run towards them, realizing that when we just hit our challenges head on, we will become stronger, bolder, more confident. We'll have references of success. So the next time one of these inevitable challenges comes our way, we have more certainty and confidence to actually handle it. That's what this is all about. Our morning connection is all about MTC, and that's what I call mental toughness conditioning, meaning that we just get used to our challenges in life, right? And because we hit them head on, we have references of success. We're stronger. We're not necessarily smarter. We didn't necessarily figure out some magical new strategy. We just got used to handling it. I know many of you follow me from my tribe of bodybuilding and fitness, and we all know what it's like when we went for our personal record, which maybe was our personal record, maybe let's just say in the bench press, and maybe it was many years ago. We thought, oh, if we could only handle this challenge, right, this weight, you know, that would be, I mean, such a breakthrough. We'd, man, that would be just the ultimate. We'd feel so great about ourselves if we can only do it. At that time, the challenge was something that was maybe a little bit out of our reach. But for some reason, we got bold. We got confident. Maybe we had the right training partner. Maybe we had a lot of carbs in our system. Whatever it was, we just said, damn it, I'm going for this, right? And you got under that weight, whatever that weight was for you on the bench press, and you went, ah, and it beat the hell out of you, right? You failed. You didn't, you know, it would have been nice to paint a beautiful picture and have a great story to tell. You know what? I didn't think that I was going to be able to do it, and then I just manned up, and then I just did it. Boom, personal record. It would be nice if stories like that happened in life. They usually don't, if you haven't already noticed. But what happened when you got yourself in that mental state to handle that challenge head on? And even though you failed, you said, you know what? This isn't as challenging as I thought it was. I'm glad that I had that courage, that confidence. I'm glad I learned what it felt like to be under that weight, because you know what? Next time, I'll warm up a little bit more. Maybe I'll be a little bit more prepared. You have more mental toughness conditioning to actually handle, and then maybe you didn't get it the second time. Maybe you didn't even get it the third time, but you know what? By you pushing ahead and leaning into that challenge and even having it kick your butt a couple times, you eventually, that was the stepping stone that made you draw upon all your physical strength and all the strategies that you had on bench press that you learned on the internet. So my question for you is, did you all of a sudden become physically stronger? Was it a typical strategy that you learned on the internet that's what made you eventually break through and get that personal record? Or was it because you developed some mental toughness conditioning and little by little you got stronger, and then you were just in that mindset to call upon all those strategies that you took the time to learn, right? All that physical strength you already had, and just with a different way of thinking, boom, you lifted it finally. You had that personal record. And then there's no looking back after that. That now becomes your standard. You don't even want to go backwards. And because you're so determined to never go backwards, you don't. You call upon that mental toughness conditioning that you built. And that's what life is all about, too. We hit our challenges head on, and that's the way it works. Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. Hello, Nitin. And hello, Joni. Thank you so much for showing up today. I really appreciate that you sharing this video to show other people what you're interested in, and giving me the opportunity to speak into more people's lives, especially if you're on my Facebook page. If you can do me a favor, like this video if you find it moving, if it brings value to your life, share this video. And let me tell you why is that, as you know, in my former life, I was a six-time national champion bodybuilder, right? And so visually, I have a lot of people, of the 500,000 people on my Facebook page, who they don't speak English. They can't follow. English isn't their first language, if they even speak it at all. So they don't get value out of this powerful stuff that you do. They do get a lot of value of the visual images of, you know, showing me on stage or working out with my muscles, that physique. That visual image draws a lot of information, so I get a lot of people all over the world, and they don't speak English. What happens on my Facebook page is that, you know, they don't participate in this type of powerful information, right? Because they don't know what the hell I'm saying. I think that they can look at my body language and my facial expressions and say, you know what, I really wish I spoke English, because that guy with the body seems like he's really excited over there, right? But they can't like it, they can't share it, because they don't even know what I'm saying. Now, you English-speaking people, you can. And here's the thing is, Facebook rewards you and shows more people when you get that interaction and you like it and share it. And they actually penalize you if a very small percentage of your people on your Facebook, even if there's 500,000 people, it's not by how many people's lives I can change and bring into their life and move them to become better and better at their life. It doesn't matter how much value I provide, but in numbers. Because if the percentage is too small, they're not going to show it to everybody. They're going to assume that what I have to say isn't all that valuable. And that's not necessarily the case in my particular instance. You know that. So if you're an English-speaking visitor to my Facebook page, like, share, help me out in that regard to overcome my success in bodybuilding internationally, because it's hurting me in this case, right? So I appreciate the help, and I appreciate you spending the time finding enough respect for me to show up for this morning connection. I really appreciate two guys just talking. It's light. It's about your life. It's about the things you're thinking about anyway. You get to see somebody that you respect over there, whether it's my being a bodybuilder over the years, my national championships, my strategies that I gave you many years ago. It's so great about what I do right now, because I've been able to connect with so many men who master their bodybuilding training. They knew me from that. I talked to a gentleman. Actually, he just enrolled in coaching, found me on my Periscope channel, and we reconnected. I guess he went to a seminar that I did in Cleveland, Ohio, something like 15 years ago, and now he's at a different point in his life, and so this information is especially meaningful and powerful to him, and I'm glad we can all go through this journey of life together, right? So I really appreciate you spending time, but I really appreciate you doing this for yourself. I really do. I want to do whatever I can to help you even more than this. That is why I make myself available. If you go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC, that's skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. There's a form there. Tell me your name. You know, if we've been friends or you've been following my stuff for years, let's get reacquainted. Let's use this internet to connect on a more personal level that we couldn't have done in the past, right? We weren't able to do it. The internet has made this so easy. Look at me. I'm talking to you live right now, every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. What a great time we live in. If we use it to our to its full power to enhance our lives, and that's what you're doing right here today. So go to skiplacour.com/MC, reach out, give me your name, tell me what the biggest challenge that you're going through right now, your phone number, and just fill out the short form. And what I do throughout the week is I'll reach out and make a connection. I'll put this motivational material that you're finding so powerful, I'll put it on steroids, so to speak, by the interpersonal connection, by a live phone call. And what that does is that we can talk about your particular situation, your particular challenges. I know that this information that people give out so freely about motivation, it makes you feel real good. And I know for many, many years, I would soak up all the motivational material I could. I had all the books and all of the audio courses. I went to live seminars and all the general material, and it was very helpful. What made the biggest difference is when I had a coach or a mentor, someone who came into my life, and then they can help me decipher the general meaning of all this motivational material and how it directly applied to me, and especially how I wasn't quite getting it, right? I had maybe 90% understanding. It took it to the next level, and that's that interpersonal connection. I want to do that for you. Go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. What do you got to lose? Reach out. Here's the other thing about it, how you'll help me out, is that you'll give me material for this morning connection. I got to get up every single morning. I get to get up every single morning and connect with you, and it gives me material to talk about. All right, so it's a win-win situation. Hello, Ryan, and hello, Carl. Good morning to you, sir. Thank you for showing up again, Carl. I see you as a regular. I really appreciate that. So it's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. And today, I want to talk about how to get over your fear of public speaking. You know, if you're this person, you have this desire to help other people, right? You have these gifts to bring to the world. I mean, maybe you've spent more time than most becoming good at what you do. And, you know, I realize, and let me just make this perfectly clear, I don't care how good you are. There's always a higher level. I don't care how much effort you put into it. You and I both realize, even myself, you know, I was thinking about it the other day, how much of a sense of urgency that I have to do whatever means possible. The internet, show up, you know, take my determination, my grittiness to the next level, because, you know, how much time do I have left on this planet to make the impact on the world that I want to make? How long will they be listening to me? How long can I be relevant? Right? And it really kind of fired me up, gave me this angst to really kick things up into gear. So I'm especially in this mode to get it done now. Life is precious. Life moves a lot more quickly than sometimes we think. It's time to get it done now. And what it did is it made me think that, you know what, my first article was published in a national, international magazine in 1994. Right? And so I thought, oh my God, you know, being relevant, being on a platform, 21 years now. Wow, where has the time gone? But, you know, I think the point that I'm making is that I don't think that any point in those last 21 years have I ever said, you know what, I've got this totally down. I have made it to the mountaintop, and I can just coast now. Right? And the reason why I'm telling you this is that there is always a higher level. There's always someone who is better at all of this than you. Whatever you're an expert at, there's always a better expert. You can always tighten your game. You always can be better in your presentation, whether it's the way you speak, your voice qualities, your voice, your facial expressions, the manner in which you deliver, the sound quality on your audio, the video quality, the lighting. There's always a higher level to be a presenter, to share your passion with the world, to help other people. Go through this journey of life with the things that you've learned. There's always a higher level, and I don't care who you are. So be okay with the fact that there's always somebody better, and you can always get better. You got to jump into the game. We are going to be right back with this Morning Connection podcast. Remember, you can watch me live presenting this motivational material, get you thinking about life every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on my Periscope channel, that's at Skip LaCour, SKIPLACOUR, or on my Facebook public profile page, and that's facebook.com/ Skip LaCour page, SKIPLACOUR PAGE. Remember, you can watch me live every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific time and get our daily connection that way too.
Are you interested in one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, but you aren't quite sure it's a good fit for you? That's totally understandable. Unless you've had one-on-one coaching in the past or have talked to someone in-depth who's had a great experience with coaching, it can be a real challenge to appreciate its full power and recognize the positive impact it will have on your life. You can get all of your questions about coaching answered by talking to Skip LaCour directly on the phone. Schedule a free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour directly about your current situation, the goals you want to achieve, and the challenges you believe are standing in your way. Skip works exclusively with men who are the most committed to their success. He'll gladly take the time to explain all of the benefits of his one-on-one coaching programs and determine if the two of you would be a good match moving forward into such a close, consistent, and intense working relationship. Schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching right now by going to www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk. Once again, that website address to schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching is www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk.
We are back with this Morning Connection podcast. There are things in your life that you have put a lot of time and energy in, more than a lot of people around you, and they can greatly benefit from it. You have to appreciate your talents, that you have put a lot more energy in a particular area of life than other people. So you're always waiting to become better. You're never going to have that confidence to get over public speaking because you think whatever I have to say isn't worthy enough. You got to get over that right away, right? First little tip is to speak about things that you are totally knowledgeable about, that you put that extra time in. And again, you got to think back, what have I done? This is not a time to be humble, right? Oh, well, I'm not that good. And I know many of you guys have developed that strategy to never be confident, never show confidence, always be prepared, always, and the way you use humble, but it's really making you not step forward and get on this journey, right? Because you're never ready enough. You're always, in your word, in your definition, is be humble. You have to sit back and think, what have I put a lot of energy into? You know, one of my coaching clients, they come to me for weekly one-on-one coaching to achieve their goals in life, right? That's what I do. For those of you who are new to this live video chat, you just run into it for the first time. Maybe it's on Periscope at Skip LaCour or on this Facebook page, facebook.com/Skip LaCour page, or maybe, because I'm doing everything to put it out there in so many different formats, you are listening to the podcasted version on Blog Talk Radio, on iTunes, or on Stitcher, right? And you don't know who I am, let me take a moment to introduce myself. My name is Skip LaCour, and I help ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills so they achieve their goals in life with more certainty and confidence. It's all about going towards forward in life with more certainty and confidence. Sometimes it's not what you know. It's about you being certain and confident that what you have to share with the world is worthy. Certainty and confidence to move forward. I help men live the lives that they really want. They don't settle. The lives that they really want, when they think about it in their most powerful state, that life that they really want, and they spend their time with the people they really want to be with. That's love, connection, it's family. In the future or now, spend more time with their family and spend their time, whether it's work or spreading their message, with the people they really want to connect with. Just think about that. If you're working towards your goals with more certainty and confidence and spending your time with the people you love most and you want to spend your time with that you choose to rather than thrown into, I don't know, some environment with people you really don't like and you have nothing you have nothing in common with, right? Just think about that. Like, that's what I help men do every single day. That's what I do 7 days a week, right? So this is just an extension of what I do. Well, I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, and he's a young guy, and I'm so impressed at his age that he took a step forward. And I know what it's like when I went to my first motivational seminar to think about these things. I have so much respect for him for stepping up, reaching out, and going on this coaching program with me. And so we were talking about this exact same subject just yesterday. Actually, it's the motivation. It's the genesis of the inspiration for why I'm here with you today. And that's another great thing about what I do. I talk to so many men. It gives me plenty of material to talk about, right? And so when you send me that email at skip@skiplacourcoaching.com, or you go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MP, MC for more morning connection, skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. I'll even have more material to bring to you that is exactly what you want and exactly what you need. And so we were talking about that, how to get on his journey as an expert. And part of being an expert is, how do you present yourself? What kind of speaker? Now, how are you going to do that if you have this fear of public speaking, right? So that's what I want to talk about. And the thing about it is, I said, hey, look, what is your life story? You know, you're here, right here, talking to me on the phone. How many men at 25 do you think have the balls or the vision or the grittiness or the determination to do that? He goes, yeah, not very many. I said, that's a story. That's something that you put more effort into. Realize that. And he goes, yeah, you know, that's right. And I said, your fitness. You're really into fitness. I mean, how many, look around, even though we can always go to a higher level, how many men your age are that dedicated, that knowledgeable about fitness? Although I understand there's always a higher level, who you compare yourself to. He goes, yeah, you know, that's right. So, you know, just those two things alone, all the books that he's read on personal development, how he's driven to overcome his challenges, understanding his challenges, coming to grips with them. So just those three things alone, at his age, someone who's into personal development, at his age, someone who would be so gritty, determined, a visionary enough to get one-on-one coaching from someone he's never met around the world, that he just he took that chance on himself and it's paying off massively. That's a story. His fitness, what he's learned and what he can teach others, that's a story, right? And then understanding his challenges of being transparent about it, willing to share the world. I see that he immediately went on the internet after our call and took action, which is another thing. He knows how to take action after putting up. And he wrote about some of his challenges. He was transparent. And you know what the first comment was? Dude, that's powerful. Right? So there's so many things right there that he goes, yeah, I've got a lot of to share. So you want to get over your fear of public speaking, number one, go in your genius zone. Speak about something that you put some real time and effort into. Now, again, appreciate the fact that you have more than other people around you, right? There's always a higher level. Don't compare yourself to me. Hell, and I, just like I can't, there's some greats that do what I do a lot better than what I do that I totally respect and I admire. They have more time in this game. While I was trying to get ripped glutes to win a trophy on a bodybuilding stage, I spent 15 years doing that. I mean, they were in the grind doing what I'm doing right now. I have total respect. I can't think of them as I come to you, right? I'll never feel powerful enough, right? So I get it, but you are more powerful. Just remember, I heard this from one of my coaches. I get coaching, and he said that to a third grader, a fifth grader is God. Right? Just think about that. Just those couple years, and you just have so much respect for them. But what does a fifth grader know compared to an eighth grader or a high school student? You know what I'm saying? Right? So remember that. You have put a disproportionate amount of time, a lot of time and energy and effort into becoming the thing that you want to be awesome at. And even though you're on the journey, you're way ahead of a lot of people. That's something that you can speak about, something that you put a lot of time and effort into. Appreciate the work that you've done. You got to understand that your journey towards mastery, it's step by step, just like working out with your body. So appreciate that. Speak about what you're passionate about, right? There's so many topics to talk about. You don't want to talk about things that necessarily that, you know, maybe you think people want to hear about. Maybe it's something that you're just not passionate about. Right? See how my voice gets flowing out? I'm kind of thinking about some things that I know I should talk about. You know, I know you guys just want to hear me talk about, you know, what's the best way to get biceps, right? Okay, I get that. There was a time in my life where, oh my God, a scale from 1 to 10, I'd be out of 11, right? I could talk about that. If I showed up every single day and I talked about that, I would have some valuable information for you. But I wonder, you know, how much confidence that would give me, how excited I would be to show up if I talked about things that I know are important, I know they want to hear from me, you know, but 7.5 out of 10, right? What if I could speak about valuable things and what I'm most passionate about, right? Because if you're so passionate about what you're talking about, it's, you know, people get more from your energy, your body language, your facial expressions, your voice qualities, not necessarily the words or the strategies they get, your energy. That's sometimes more powerful than anything you have to say, your step-by-step system. So talk about those things that you're most passionate about, right? Because you won't worry so much about, did I dangle a participle or did I use the right context of the word? You won't care, and no one else will care because they just get what's most important is that your energy and your message, right? People, there are plenty of programs and step-by-step systems out there that don't move people enough to take action. So talk about what you're most passionate about. That'll give you that confidence and help you get over that fear of public speaking, which you're going to need to do. If you want to make that impact on the world, you're going to have to slowly but surely, just like working on your body, take your skills to the next level. All right? I'll tell you one thing about talking about what you put time and energy and effort into. Looking at you're a fifth grader and you're talking to third graders and knowing that they can benefit, speaking about what you're passionate about. This is a new level for me, and I want to help you get there sooner than me, right? Because it's a vital key to how to get over your fear of public speaking. Is if you can talk about your life and your challenges, not just stick to a script or act like Superman, if you can be transparent enough to talk about your challenges and a sincere desire to help other people so they don't have to go through it. If you can just be transparent, man, you'll create a connection. You'll feel the other people. You'll see them respond, right? Man, I know it takes courage. Courage just to speak, but since you're taking that courage just to speak anyway, hey, Jean-Pierre from Peru, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much. So it's going to take you the courage to get up in front of people and share your truth, present what you, in your heart, you want to help them with, right? To be in that mode of public speaking. It's going to take courage. I say take a different dose of courage, an extra dose of courage, and be as transparent as possible as your challenge, as you can about your challenges in an effort to help other people get over it. Because I'll tell you, when you're speaking from the heart, and it's something you're knowledgeable about, and it's something you're passionate about, and it's something you're emotionally connected to, and you have that sincere desire to help other people, oh my God, you will become such an effective speaker. And all these tips will help you get off to a great start. Because, you know, in life, you want to build confidence. You know how you build confidence in life? You do stuff. And then you build references that I've done it before, and I can do it again. It's impressing yourself. It's stepping up to your fears and then delivering, right? That is what's going to build confidence. And the more you do this, you might as well go for the transparency. Skip over me. You know, when I would talk about bodybuilding and training, I could have been even had more of an impact if I would talk about more about my personal stories and how it was involved. But I was very closed off back then. Just the facts, I was just giving them facts. When I became more transparent, oh my God, my connection with other people, the energy that went back and forth took my public speaking to the next level. So I know it takes enough courage just to become a public speaker. I get that. Since you're going to do it anyway, be transparent, right? Think about you when you're looking over social media. You got that one guy that is just so amazing. He's so handsome. He can lift so much weight. He's got the girls, the women, the life, the house, whatever. And that's all he talks about. I mean, you get that after a while. That's cool. You know, you respect him, right? But don't you connect more with him when he talks about the pain, the challenges, the setbacks that he had along the way? Don't you get a different respect and appreciation and connection for him? You know, he didn't just show up that way. There had to have been some trials and tribulations. And if he doesn't share those trials and tribulations, sometimes he's doing you a disservice, and that's because you're thinking, wow, it doesn't come easy for me. So transparency, think about that since you're on your journey to become a better speaker anyway. All right. Hey, there's one tip that I learned along the way. And it was about getting that ideal person. I talked before is that if you focus on people who are better at what you do, you'll never have the confidence to get over your fear of public speaking and share your message. Right, and I also talked about if you're a fifth grader and you talk to a third grader and you get, and while still enhancing your level of knowledge. You're getting better and better. You graduate in sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, high school. You know, you're continuing on the journey, not just satisfied, right? Get your ideal person. Get your ideal person of who you are connecting with, right? Maybe even put a name on them and get a picture on them. Like, I have a picture through this lighting right now. I have a picture of one of my one-on-one clients, and actually, he's right over here too. He's a particular age, demographic, and just a little bit about him. Very highly educated. I mean, very highly educated. Harvard Medical School, right? He's amazing at so many things in life, right? And again, I won't say who it is, but it's singing, and he's an opera singer. He's had publications published. Now, I don't want to intimidate you guys who may be 25 years old. These aren't only the people I work with, right? And so, but I just want to tell you that he's amazing at so many things, but what I am great at, what I've spent my time learning, he's put no energy into it or time into it. So he's not good. And he's smart enough to come to me to speed up that process, right? So my ideal person is someone who's intelligent, he's hardworking, he knows what success is, he appreciates the fact that he can find someone in a different area of life that he hasn't put focus on, and he appreciates that somebody else is just further along in the journey and it can speed up the process. Also, when he's successful, he knows what success takes, and so investing his time, energy, effort, it's like a no-brainer towards him, to him, right? He knows its value, right? And also, he knows that he can invest in that type of services because he knows that it will pay off, right? So here's a guy who is successful at other areas, so he appreciates success, he appreciates hard work. He's just not good in the areas that I'm amazing at, that I put all my years of effort into, right? So that's my ideal person. And so that's who I talk to when I look at it, when right before I'm getting in a mental state to speak, right? I don't want to think of like some of my mentors who are amazing, that are so far above me, right? Because that will tell me, did I say it right? Did I impress my mentor, right? When I know that there are, yeah, out of 100 people, there's 99 who aren't even close to my stage of the journey. So you pick out that ideal person. I look at the picture while I'm preparing, and then I look at it and to keep me in. And that's who I talk to. There's 7 billion people on the planet. There's plenty of people just like him. And I tailor my message, and when I think of him, it puts me in a more confident state to get over my fear of public speaking, right? Couple other quick things. Be prepared. You know, I have got this sheet of paper. I don't spend a lot of time preparing for these morning connections. I want to keep it light. I want to go on to my business. I just want to give you some value, right? Because if you try to prepare too much, you're never going to get started, right? But I do put a little preparation. I just kind of write down some notes, take about, you know, whatever little period of time, set up. A little bit of preparation goes a long way as you prepare, as you step up, whether it's a podcast or a video or you're doing live chats or even talking to somebody on the phone. Just a little bit of preparation without making it too complex, too perfect, goes a long way. So, you know, be prepared. Biggest thing is get on this journey. Hurry up and get on this journey knowing that, you know, day one, of course you're going to be better in day 100, your 100th presentation, your 500th presentation, but you got to get on that journey right now. So those are some tips to how to get over your fear of public speaking and some things to share with you why it's so important to master this skill craft, or definitely, you know, begin your journey right away to get better and better towards eventual mastery of presenting your ideas to help you change the world and have that impact on other people that you want. So that's our morning connection for today. If there's anything that I talked about that resonates with you, tell me what you find most valuable about our time that we've spent together. Send me that email at skip@skiplacourcoaching.com, skip@skiplacourcoaching.com. Visit my manformation.com website for confidence and leadership strategies. That's manformation.com. And if you want to reach out, give me some material, right? Stimulate more conversations to help you. Jack says, stop talking in 2 seconds, please help, right? Now, Jack, did you listen to the podcast or does the world revolve around you? So, Jack, all right, I'm stopping 2 seconds to you. Did I just tell you a way on how to get connection with you? Or am I supposed to stop everything that I prepared for you, Jack? There's a lesson there, buddy. I don't even know what it is. What, you want to talk to me about what's the best workout routine, right? And again, I'm giving you a little friendly slap, but it's that type of attitude that may be preventing you from getting the help that you need, right? Is that we all have these resources that are available to us to take our lives to the next level, or do we need special attention, people to go out of their way? What's other people's motivation to stop everything they're doing to help you when you have so many resources to help yourself, right? That's not a way to get people to get on your team to want to help you, all right? So hopefully you took that in good spirits. Look, if I haven't presented a million ways for me to reach out and help you wherever you are in the world, you know what? If you don't see this as an opportunity, you know, I don't know how much easier I can do or what I can do for you than that, Jack. All right, so hopefully we can all learn from this, right? So that is our morning connection for today. Thank you so much for doing this for yourself and having enough respect for me to spend your time with me. Again, let's continue this relationship. Let's continue this journey. Reach out. Find ways to make this work even better for you and help you get what you want. Have a great day. Have an outstanding day. Have an awesome day.